This morning on Wake Up with Hope, Ronnie Mills will be with us, and we're going to have a moving devotional from Pastor Mark Findlay.
Plus, we're touring the beautiful Micronesian island of Guam. Stay with us.
Good morning and happy Friday, friends. We have been so thankful for being able to spend our mornings with you this week.
Yes, we have. We are so happy to be here together. And as we end another week, we hope that you seek and find the love, joy, peace, and hope that Jesus longs to share with you.
And we are sure that our program this morning will bless you on that journey. Tosh Pogleb will be taking us on a tour of the Micronesian island of Guam as he takes us on a deeper tour of the marvelous grace of God. But first, let's have a segment we'd like to call This Day in History.
On this day in history in 1986, after 9 days and 4 minutes in the sky, the experimental aircraft Voyager landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California, completing the first nonstop flight around the globe on one load of fuel. Piloted by Americans Dick Rutan and Gina Yeager, Voyager was made mostly of plastic and stiffened paper and carried more than 3 times its weight in fuel when it took off from Edwards Air Force Base on December 14. By the time it returned after flying 25,012 miles around the planet, it had just 5 gallons of fuel left in its remaining operational fuel tank. It was quite the accomplishment.
For sure, quite the feat. You know, friend, as we're talking about orbits and completing global flights, one can't help but to think of our own life course here on Earth. What will our accomplishments look like when our life course is over? When all is said and done, will others reflect upon our lives and say, you know, truly, they had a life well lived? More importantly, will they say we lived like Jesus? That we led others to look to Him. You know, friends, it's not too late. We're still here, praise God, and we can take the time today to examine ourselves, to examine our lives, and reflect on what God would have us do and what it is that we're doing instead. We can still change our life course. We can still make changes to lead others to Him and be closer to Him ourselves. Friends, take the first step today. You know, start with prayer, asking God to show you His perfect plan for your life and to help you fulfill it. And you know what? He certainly will.
Praise the Lord. He will do that. Let's go to the Micronesian island of Guam to hear a story of the macro grace of God. It is an amazing war story of survival, sacrifice, and love that illustrates the greatest love in the universe.
Today our travels have brought us here to the Western Pacific Ocean to explore the largest of the tiny islands of Micronesia, the United States territory of Guam. This small island is only 210 square miles, but it is filled with incredible history, natural beauty, and warm hospitality. Each night we've been sharing messages of hope under the big white tent behind the Adventist Clinic. Many have been touched and blessed by the message of the gospel as Jesus has been lifted up night after night. During our time here in Guam, we've not only had the privilege of sharing the gospel, but we've also been blessed to experience the gospel firsthand through the hospitality of the people, the beauty of the natural scenery, and the powerful lessons of its history. From this micro island of Guam comes a macro message of grace. This tiny island was a battlefield during the Second World War. Just one day after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Japanese forces infiltrated this U.S. island territory, sinking their vessels and killing their Marine and Naval soldiers. But 6 of the Navy seamen were able to avoid capture by hiding in the jungle. Tragically, 5 of them were recaptured and brutally beheaded. But one of them, U.S. Navy Radioman George Tweed, was able to avoid capture and survived the entire 2.5 years of Japanese occupation. During that whole time, he was hunted down until he was finally rescued in 1944. He was the final remnant that remained when the war was finished, the last U.S. soldier standing when the dust settled and the smoke cleared. Now, besides the grace of God, there were two practical things that enabled Tweed to survive his trying ordeal. The Rocky Mountain forest that provided a shelter for him to hide, and the self-sacrificing kindness of the locals that provided him food to eat. Now, one of those locals was Antonio Artero. Tony hid Tweed on his ranch property here on the northeast portion of the island. Each week, Tony would bring food and water and other supplies that Tweed needed. Now, by doing so, he was risking his life and the life of his whole family, which included his wife and 8 children that were with him. And even though he knew the risk, he went out of the way to save the life of another. Today, I was able to meet with Tony's grandson, Dwight. He told me the story and showed me the land where his grandfather hid this hunted soldier. Dwight said that even though his grandfather knew that it was a huge risk, he couldn't turn Tweed down. Because to him, Tweed looked just like Jesus with his long, overgrown facial hair. So saying no to him was like saying no to Jesus. Being a very devoted religious man, Tony felt that it was his spiritual duty to do all he could to help and protect another in need, even at the risk of his own life. And that's exactly what he did. What an incredible story with so many powerful lessons. You see, what happened here in Micronesia is a microcosm of the macro grace of God. And as I've walked upon the ground of this amazing war story, here are some of the spiritual lessons I was reminded of. First of all, when the enemy hunts us down, the Lord promises to be our refuge. The psalmist said, "I'll lift up mine eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Our God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in our time of trouble. And here's another lesson. When we come across someone that needs our help, like Tony, we're to be the hands and feet of God to help and protect those who cannot help and protect themselves. And as we do, we are in reality ministering to Jesus in the person of his children. For Jesus said, "Insomuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it also to me." And finally, just as Tony unselfishly risked all to save Tweed, Jesus indeed gave everything to save us. When the enemy sought to take our lives, Jesus laid down his in our place. He suffered so that we might be saved. He bled so that we might be blessed. He was forsaken that we might be forgiven. And he died so that we might live. That's what I call amazing macro grace. It is macro grace not only for Micronesia, but for the whole world, for you and for me. It is offered to all who feel themselves insignificant and small, to all whose backs are against the enemy's wall, and to all who are burdened with the guilt and the shame of a moral fall. It is this macro grace that will lift us up from our fall, will give us the spiritual strength to stand tall, and it will protect us like a solid rock wall. And in order for this macro grace to be ours, all we have to do is call. And so today I appeal to you to call upon the God of macro grace right now, and you shall be saved.
Are you enjoying today's program, friends? Don't forget to share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
When we return, Ronnie Mills will join us. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We believe, we pray that you're being blessed by our program today.
This morning, Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel is here with us to share important news. We can't wait to hear it, Ronnie.
Good morning, Saints, and happy Friday. I am so excited this morning. I get to interview two of my favorite Christian leaders in the world. Many of you have been blessed by the inspiring devotionals that they both present on Wake Up with Hope. I'm speaking of the wonderful Gene Bustra, the associate speaker of the Voice of Prophecy, as well as creator and executive producer of Discovery Mountain, and Alex Rodriguez, associate speaker of Voice of Prophecy and director of evangelism. Welcome, Gene and Alex, for the Friday edition of Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. Good to see you.
For a viewer who may be seeing both of you for the first time, what is the Voice of Prophecy Ministry?
Go ahead, Jean.
Okay, that's a great question. You know, Voice of Prophecy started way back in 1929 by HMS Richard Sr., started as a radio ministry, in fact, in a chicken coop in Los Angeles. So we've come a long ways during those years, but Voice of Prophecy is one of the media ministries of the North American Division.
Jean, you're also creator and executive producer of Discovery Mountain. Please explain this show and if there are any new developments.
Sure. Discovery Mountain, we like to call it our audio adventure series for kids. It's an audio program. We create 24 half-hour full episodes every year, and there's new content every week through mini adventures. And Discovery Mountain is a fun way for families to exercise their faith, to learn Bible stories, to learn real life applications of faith. And we have some incredible voice actors. Alex plays the voice of God.
Yes.
And Ronnie, you have played and are going to continue to play the disciple John. What's new at Discovery Mountain? We've added a new club. It's called the Discovery Mountain Club. So I could tell you a lot more, but I'll leave it at that.
Well, Voice of Prophecy has also launched a new program called Authentic that is aired on Hope Channel. What is the purpose of the program, and what's been the feedback from the public?
Yeah, I'll talk about that, Ronnie. I think the focus of the program really is to talk to folks out there that have existential questions of life. Where do we come from? What does it mean to be? What is being? You know, why is there evil in the world? These kinds of questions that really plague a lot of us, but also keep a lot of folks from embracing Christianity. We're trying to answer those questions, and of course, Sean has been blessed with the years of studying a lot of this philosophical material and historical material, and so he blends all of that in a 30-minute program, where he presents some of the philosophers or the historians, so their perspectives on life, and then goes to the scripture in the bottom third of the program and really debunks a lot of these theories with scripture. It's a fantastic program, and some of the stories that he's getting are incredible. Folks that are saying things like, "You are shaking the foundation mm-hmm. of my upbringing with this particular program," and so it's really hitting the market where we were intending to hit.
Alex, I know you're also in charge of evangelism at VOP. Are there currently any evangelism outreaches that you're preparing for North America?
Sure, absolutely. Right now, we're in the middle of launching Serpentine Prophecy again. We're going to play this during Halloween, during the Halloween weekend. And Serpentine Prophecy is really looking at the state of the dead. And it's really a fascinating story, looking at how Greek philosophers had embraced Egyptian theory and brought that into their theory, and how we ended up in Christianity. We embraced all of this and made a muddy mess about, you know, what happens to people when they die. So that's gonna play or air right during the Halloween season. And then currently we're working in Calgary, Canada. And of course, Jean, that's something close to your heart, but working in Calgary and working with 18 churches, getting ready for Revelation Speaks Peace next year in 2023 between April and May. So that's really exciting. We're ramping up for that right now.
And Jean, what do you find most rewarding regarding the inspirational devotionals that you record for Wake Up with Hope?
You know, it's such a privilege to be a part of the Hope Channel family and record Wake Up with Hope. This is actually our set that we're sitting on right now, is the set that we record our devotionals on. And, you know, for me, we're very busy at Voice of Prophecy. And so how I've found time to create the devotionals is just taking it out of my personal worship time. So while I'm sitting there at my kitchen table every morning, I have a notebook beside me. And when I have an idea or a thought, I just jot it down. And these devotionals have really kind of pushed me to take those worship thoughts that I might just think kind of surfacey about and dig deeper and study more deeply. Recently, I did a whole series of Wake Up with Hope devotionals on the Beatitudes, and I was incredibly blessed just in the preparation of those. So it's wonderful to partner with you. And Alex, I don't know what your experience has been like. How do you get inspired to create these devotionals?
it's the same way. I used to preach basically off the my personal devotion time in the morning, which was a positive from that perspective, negative towards the fact I never look at the calendar, so I have no idea when Mother's Day is coming. I just preach whatever it was that I was studying. But right now I've been in a bit of a Genesis kick, and so the next few ones that are coming out are really focusing on Genesis. You'll hear it over and over again, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and just springing from that. But yeah, that personal devotion time, Gene, that's the same. It just inspires you, and being able to develop that into something further than what you normally would, it's a great thing.
Well, thanks, Gene and Alex, for joining us today on the Friday edition of Wake Up with Hope. And thank you for tuning in today. Your support allows Hope Channel to produce this daily Christ-centered morning program. We need your continued help. Call in your donation today at 1-888-446-7388. Again, that's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. That's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Ronnie. And if you're enjoying our program, share us with a friend and visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup for more.
We'd love to hear how you have been enjoying your week and how we have impacted your week. So please stop by our official Wake Up with Hope Facebook page and leave us a message. When we return, we will have today's devotional thought from Pastor Mark Finley. Wake Up with Hope will be right back. It is now time for our devotional thought. This morning it will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley.
In our journey through the book of Proverbs, we've discovered that the major golden thread that runs through the entire book is the theme of wisdom. Wisdom is the God-given ability to distinguish between right and wrong. Wisdom is discernment, divine discernment. Sometimes Solomon teaches us by comparison, comparing wisdom to other things. Sometimes he teaches us by contrast. And in today's lesson, we're going to study the folly of walking in our own ways as opposed to seeking the wisdom of God. We find this in Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The exact same passage is in Proverbs 16 and verse 25. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Millions of people in this world have no authority to guide their lives but the authority of their own mind. Their own thoughts become the criteria for morality. Their idea is this: if I believe it's right, it must be right. If I don't believe something is wrong, they think it must not be wrong. They'll argue, you have your right, and I have my right. You have your truth, and I have my truth. They'll argue, nobody can judge another on what's right and what's wrong. It's all a matter of personal opinion. Solomon must have had this type of thinking in his day, because he declares there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It's at this time of year that much of the world celebrates the birth of Christ. And in contrast to our own way, Jesus makes this remarkable statement in John chapter 14 and verse 6. Why did God send his Son into the world? Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus says he is the way. He came to show us the way. He came to reveal true wisdom. He came to show us how to live. He came to reveal eternal truth. And once he revealed the perfection of godliness, once he faced Satan's temptations head on, once he came off victorious, he walked the dusty streets of Galilee. He trod the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem. He touched the eyes of the blind and they were opened, and the ears of the deaf and they were unstopped. Once he did all that, he painted a picture of God. This is what God is like. God is forgiving. God is kind. God is compassionate. God is full of life and health. Jesus came to show us the way, not our way, but Jesus also revealed the way of eternal truth, and in his death, he died for us. Merely because something seems right does not make the something that we think is right, right. Solomon's warning is against trusting our own guidance. We find guidance not in our own heads, but in the model of the life of Christ. See, some people say that my conscience is a safe guide. But if we do not confirm the impressions of conscience by the word of God, we are likely to fail. Conscience is a safe guide only when it's shaped by the teachings of God's word and guided by the Holy Spirit. It's possible to have an enlightened conscience, but it's also possible to have a seared conscience. It's possible to have a sensitive conscience, but it's also possible to have a hardened conscience. A conscience that is in tune with the Holy Spirit, or a conscience that's dead to the influence of the Spirit, both you see, are possible. Some time ago, I read the story about a shoplifter, and he had stolen a number of things from a store. So he writes to this department store saying, "I've just become a Christian, and I can't sleep at night because I feel so guilty. So here's the $100 that I owe you for the things I stole." He then signed his name. Then he added a P.S. "If I still can't sleep, I'll send you the rest of the money I owe you." Now, we kind of laugh and kind of smile at this story, but it illustrates an important point. Merely because our conscience does not bother us on a particular item does not mean that the issue that we're dealing with is morally right. The shoplifter was guilty of stealing before God, whether he could sleep or not. His conscience may never have bothered him, but that did not mean he was not guilty of sin. The human mind has a strange way of justifying our behavior. When you face your day to day, face it with the assurance of God's presence. Face it with the desire to please him in everything you do. Face it with a conscience enlightened by the word of God. Face it with your model, not as your own way. What did Solomon tell us in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way that does what? Seems right, that we think is right. There is a way that seems right, but the end thereof is the way of what? Death. During this season, where the world celebrates the birth of Christ, now we recognize that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, but during this time of season when the world celebrates that, Christ has given us a model for living. A model that's far beyond our own human thinking. A model that's far beyond our own human minds. A model that is far beyond our own human understanding. And the model of life is the life of Christ. It's the life that he lived. That's why he came to earth, to show us how to live and to show us what it means to surrender our lives to him. He came as the model man. He came as the one who is our perfect example. And in 1 John chapter 2, that little tiny book of John, right before the book of Revelation, the Bible tells us that there's something beyond our own thinking. There's something beyond the way that seems right to us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked." Christ invites us to walk as he walked, to follow in his footsteps, not in the wayward thinking of our own mind. Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So our own mind can deceive us. Our own mind can justify us. Our own mind can manipulate facts and present them to us so that we think we're doing right and we're not at all. Jesus is our model. Jesus is our example. Jesus is our guide. If there's ever a time of year to say, "Jesus, the one born in Bethlehem's manger so many years ago, come be my example today." There are two ways that stretch out before us, the way of our own human thinking and the way of Jesus. And today, the wisest man that ever lived, Solomon, invites us to choose the way of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Mark, for those encouraging words.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, maybe rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the new week together, so don't forget to join us on Monday morning. Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought. We will have much more in store as we wrap up the year. Don't forget to start your last week of 2022 right here at Wake Up with Hope.
That's right. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free, yeah, you heard us right, free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study. We are sure that those free Bible study guides that we offer will be such a blessing for you, as they have been for so many others.
Of course, we can't leave without sharing a Bible promise for today. Today's Bible promise says, "The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him." Psalm 37, verse 40.
You know, God has promised that He will deliver you from your troubles, your difficulties, and your trials. As you trust in Him and Him alone, He will save you.
Amen, amen. And friends, as the week comes to a close, we encourage you to take these beautiful reminders of God's love with you into the weekend. We encourage you to resolve to surrender everything to Him. Believe me, you're not going to regret it. And we hope you have a great weekend. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, we find refuge in our time of need in You. We know that You're a safe and strong tower. We can find refuge and comfort and safety in Your presence. And so today, Lord, we take all, everything that we've heard, we take it all and keep it in our hearts. May we ponder what we heard today throughout the day. Help us not to forget, Lord. And as we come to the end of the day, may we look back and praise You for all the good things You've done, for being by our side and being our strength today. In Jesus' name, amen.